Welcome to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 12 of season 2 of our podcast. Today we have a very special guest host with us. We have one of our office workers, Megan Rainey's, with us, as well as some other opera students as well. So, Megan, why don't you start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what your major is, and something interesting about yourself.
Okay. Like Mark said, my name is Megan Rainey. I'm from Florence. I've lived here my entire life. My major is vocal performance. I'm a senior this year. I graduate next semester. And an interesting fact about myself is that I run a small photography business. What about you, Michaela?
My name is Michaela Camp. I am from Phil Campbell, Alabama. My major is vocal performance, and I'm also a senior and graduating next semester. An interesting thing about myself is I used to be a yoga instructor. And you, Ben?
My name is Ben South. I am from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which is just across the river. And my major is choral music education, and I'm a sophomore here at UNA. And something interesting about me, I work as a worship leader at a local church.
Hi, I'm Selena Fugate, and I'm originally from Tampa, Florida. I'm a theater major, and an interesting tidbit would be that I'm half Cuban.
So now what I'm going to let Megan do, I'm going to let Megan take over a little bit and kind of talk to you guys about, you know, the opera program and your upcoming show as well. So take it away.
Yeah, so we have a voice area here at UNA within the music program. We have 5 voice instructors, 3 fantastic collaborative pianists, and a lot of people who work really hard at what they do. So a little subcategory of our voice program is our opera program. And that program is directed by Dr. Tiffany Bostick Brown and Dr. Terrence Brown. And our collaborative pianist is Ms. Karen Cantrell. And our opera coach is Ms. Laura Lee Giesling. So each year we put on 2 shows. Typically one of them is an opera and one of them is a musical. Sometimes it's 2 operas. And sometimes we do like a cool little scenes thing. But it kind of varies, but it gives us an opportunity to do shows at school with the direction of our professors. And that's a really big deal, especially for those of us who want to go continue our studies. So this semester, we're doing Benjamin Britten's The Turn of the Screw, which is based on the novel by Henry James. And I don't know if anyone's ever read that. I really hadn't until I found out that we were doing the opera. But I read the book. It's fantastic. So a little synopsis of that. The governess, you don't know her name. You never find out her name the whole time, so I'm going to call her the governess. She gets discharged to go take care of these 2 orphaned children at Bly Manor. And she gets asked to do this by their uncle. And he doesn't give her any information. He just asks her to do it, and she goes because she's kind of in love with him. And so she gets there, and she meets the kids, and she meets the housekeeper. And the housekeeper is the one who's taking care of the children currently. But there's no other governess or nobody else there. It's literally just the housekeeper and the children. Which is a little strange, but, you know, she kind of brushes it off and keeps going. And so after a little bit that she's there, weird stuff starts happening. She starts seeing other presences in the house. And I won't give anything else away because you need to come see the show. But one of the biggest questions is that the show poses is she really seeing these things or is it all in her mind?
Mm-hmm. So, like, would you say it's, like, kind of, like, a good, like, way for people who haven't, like, say, been to, like, an opera production before? Would you say it's kind of, like, a good way to ease into it?
Absolutely. First of all, it's in English, which is, like, big thumbs up for most people who don't know anything about opera. For people who don't know anything about opera, that's a big thumbs up. It's, like, they're like, oh, I don't have to like sit there and read translations while I'm listening and watching. The story is super captivating because you don't know what's going to happen at any given moment. So you're on a roller coaster, but it's like, I mean, it's so interesting. And also we got to see our set last night with lights and it is absolutely incredible. It's a very minimalistic set. And it leaves a lot of room for imagination, and it leaves a lot of room for question, which I really like.
That's good. So, like, to get the rest of you kind of involved with this, why do you guys think that somebody should come and see the show? Like, what perspective do you think somebody could take from coming to see?
It honestly would be a really intense first opera to see, but like she said, the story is just really engaging, and it just captivates your attention instantly. The closest thing I could relate it to would be going to see a thriller. It just has that, like, edge of your seat, what's going to happen. And because it is in English, it's easy to understand, and the storyline is really clear to follow, which are all excellent things if you aren't used to watching an opera.
Taking a little bit of a different take from Megan and Michaela, I think opera, much like any other thing that we have in culture, is something that you need to experience at some point, in the same way that you need to experience going to a gallery, in the same way you need to experience going to theater productions. It's a interesting way of expressing yourself and using physical actions to make the emotions that you feel inside come out, I think.
This show is not done very often. It's very hard music, so the fact that we are given the opportunity to work with our teachers and see what talent we can bring out of UNA is really cool. But also, it's one of those shows that is now starting to get a little bit more popular. They're going to come out with a movie soon, so I definitely recommend coming to see this because the movie comes out in January, and it's based on this, so that's pretty cool that we decided to do it before we even knew about that.
And, like, expounding on what Ben said, just about, like, everyone needs to see an opera, I think that there's this misconception that opera is not accessible to everyone. I think that people think it's all, like, high and mighty and fancy, and, I mean, but it really, I think the subject matter in opera is so accessible and so relatable, and particularly in this story, it touches on a lot of really heavy subject matter, but it's also something that everyone can easily relate to in some facet.
So you all are actually part of this production. So kind of let us know, like, your characters and kind of, like, insight on their roles and kind of what's the most difficult part of being your character is.
So I am singing the role of the governess, who is the one that's just, like, thrown into all this and has no idea what's going on. And I think that she's very confident in herself at first, but then she starts to just break down. She really does. But it's definitely a test of her stability and her emotional state, and she has to fend for herself a lot. I think the most difficult part of preparing this role has been, I don't want to say the music, but it's been the music. It's very difficult. But once you lock it in, it's so easy to remember because it's so natural. And it's so, I mean, it's exactly what you would expect someone to say in any conversation. Mm-hmm. The most rewarding part of preparing this role is that, like, I get to sing Benjamin Britten in my undergrad, which is insane. But also, I've learned a lot about myself and a lot about my colleagues and a lot more about what I do through this role. So it's just, it's been such an awesome opportunity.
I think that, like, not just for my role, I sing the role of Flora, who is the, what we've interpreted as the eldest of the two children. I think, speaking not just for myself, but for everyone involved, this show is incredibly challenging, both musically and acting-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Because it highlights sections of, like, personalities and humanity and things that aren't human that we don't typically deal with in everyday life. And so having to dig in and access those acting abilities to, like, push the storyline. For Flora, I think the most challenging thing has been getting back to that kind of, like, childish state of mind and, like, making myself move like a child would and, like, the thought process that she would go through on a normal basis, because it's been years since I've been that age. And so going back to that time in my life and seeing the world as she would have seen it, and in her eyes, her role in her life is to protect her younger brother, Miles. Mm-hmm. Like, she is the protector. She is that wall that guards him from anything bad. And she has to deal with the fact at a very young age that there's no one there to protect her. And I think the most rewarding thing about it, though, is probably the accessing the acting part of it, because I love acting. And a lot of people think that for opera, it's just a lot of singing. But just like with theater or musical theater, you have to be able to act it and like accurately portray it while singing incredibly difficult music, mm-hmm. which is just a whole nother level of intense. But honestly, like trying to find the balance between acting and then singing difficult music has been incredibly learning filled and rewarding.
I work as the assistant conductor of opera, so I'm actually not in the cast, but I work under the direction of Dr. Terrence Brown, the executive director of the School of the Arts, and his role right now is very taxing on his ability of time. He has very little time to do things, so he's actually brought me on this semester to work under him. And I think the most difficult part has been the learning curve, because this summer I did a little shop, and I worked as the assistant music director for that, and musicals... There's like this general idea of what musical music is like. So it's like super interesting, super fun, and there's a lot of dance to it. This is not that way at all. The learning curve has been immense. I feel like every time that I'm working in rehearsal without him there, I'm having to focus more, I'm having to think harder, and everything is just totally different than what I'm used to. But in the same way that this has been totally different from what I'm used to, the learning curve has grown. That's the most rewarding part. I've learned so much more. I've been able to do so much more. And I've grown as a musician and a person. So it's really been beneficial to me.
I play Miles, Flora's little brother, in the show. And this is my first opera. So I've never done opera. I wouldn't consider myself a traditionally operatic singer. I like musicals and musical theater, but I auditioned and got cast as Miles, and it's been a very different learning experience compared to musicals and dance and all that. And we really take our time and dive into the character, and music takes up so much time, whereas in a musical, you learn the song, and then you learn the dance, and then you learn the lines, and you're done. But the opera is like a constant back and forth, making sure you get that timing, because it's especially with Britain, so much harder to find your pitches, to find where you come in. You have to be keeping your eyes on the conductor at the same time you're acting, moving, and singing. So it's honestly one of the hardest things that I have done. But it's really rewarding because it shows that with this character that I have, is not necessarily a super operatic role. I'm a child, so I don't have to be like, the governess and her voice and quality and tone. So opera is open to much more than the traditional opera singer, I think. And it's really rewarding knowing that I was able to be part of this cast, even in my first opera, doing Britain. Ooh, that's crazy.
And I'll also say, like, I think that every single cast member has gotten so much closer to each other. And mm-hmm. I think that this opera has definitely helped us, like, build very strong relationships with not only each other, but with our directors and our coaches and our collaborative pianists. I also forgot to mention earlier that our diction coach is Professor Reese Mills here. She's helping us with British dialect for the show. This show also is in British dialect, so that'll be another thing to add to the mix.
Singing in British.
So, I do want to touch on something that you guys said earlier. This is a production that's not often that's not often done. Mm-hmm. So being that, I know it's beneficial that you guys did end up coming to UNA, because if you didn't, then you might not have been able to be part of this production, which is something that's pretty cool from what I'm hearing. I've read the book as well, but I've never seen like an opera production of it. So kind of, I want to find out, why did you guys choose UNA to come to and be part of this program that led up to, you know, being able to do this production?
So I definitely, as a high schooler, I did not want to come to UNA because it was in Florence and I wanted to get out. but I was trying out all these different colleges and all these different programs, and none of them felt like a good fit for me. And I wasn't going to be a music major because I didn't think that I could. And everyone was like, it's not practical. Don't do that. But at my at my last college tour, my mom just sat me down and she said, what do you want? And I said, I want to sing. And so I scheduled the next day, I scheduled my audition at UNA. I auditioned. I'd already been accepted to the college. I auditioned in April and I got in and I just immediately knew. It felt like home to me. Everyone here made me feel at home. Everyone here was so nice and encouraging and accepting, and I really couldn't sing that well. And they were like, there's so much potential in you. And I couldn't see it, but they could. And ever since I've gotten here, it has always felt like home, and I've never regretted that decision, and I've never wished that I had gone anywhere else for my undergrad, because I don't see myself ever being anywhere else.
We actually auditioned on the same day. We were there together freaking out about the audition. I also initially did not want to come to UNA because it's my mother's alma mater. And I was like, I don't want to go to an old college where my mom went to school. But I auditioned at several other places and I toured. And I was like, oh, these places are all really nice. But after the audition here and after meeting some of the vocal faculty, like, I agree, they made me feel like I mattered and like I was a person instead of just a student in the sea of various voices and people. And I've really like appreciated, and I'm just so thankful for all of the opportunities that we are presented with.
And I think another thing was like, why did we get into opera too? You know, that's something that you guys can expand on too. But like, I know Michaela and I didn't like specifically audition for the opera program, but we got placed in the ensemble for Romeo and Juliet. And I know I was like panicking because I was like, I can't even sing classical music. I don't know how to sing opera. You guys are crazy, but they know exactly what they're doing. And it has just, it was like a moment of like, oh, this is it. This is what, and I've loved it ever since. And it is my favorite kind of music to sing. I mean,
honestly, my favorite before was musical theater, and that was what I was going to do. And that's still, like, on the list of things I want to do. I had never considered opera as an option because I was like, oh, that's stuffy classical music. That's not for me. I want to be cool. But once they, like, cast me in the ensemble for Romeo and Juliet, I was like, I don't know how to learn this music. Like, what do I do? But I loved it. Like, I loved being able to express every emotion through the music because it's there for you. And, like, it was a whole new approach to performing that I hadn't even considered.
Yeah.
I had a little bit different idea of what UNA was before, rather than Megan and Michaela, but both of my parents graduated from UNA with degrees in education, and I knew midway through high school that I wanted to major in choral music education because I knew I had a passion for choral music. I knew I had a passion for directing. So I was very dead set on coming to UNA, and I actually only auditioned at one other place, and I went there, and I was on the ride back from going there. I was like, this is awful. I don't want to go there at all because I knew that the environment of the voice faculty and the environment of the music department and as UNA as a whole was a family. Because it is a smaller sized institution, and the faculty make sure that you are loving what you're doing and that you are learning what you're doing. So I think that was a major part of me coming here because I knew that that's what I wanted to do. I knew that this was going to be the place where I would feel safe and that I would be able to learn what I needed to learn in order to prepare me for my life.
So why did you start, like, where did your interest in opera come from, though? Because I know you're not singing, but, like, you still got involved this year, so.
Well, That's where this comes in. I have an incredible passion for conducting, and Dr. Brown actually approached me after the production last fall, The House Without a Christmas Tree, and he said that he needed an assistant conductor for the fall. And I said, what show is it? And he said, Turn the Screw. So I, of course, went online, looked at some of the music, and I was like, oh my goodness. I immediately thought, this is going to be insane. I was like, I love taking things and I love having challenges because I enjoy growing as a person, and I knew that that would happen. So I knew that this would be something that I would enjoy, and I started, and of course it turned into an amazing love that I have for it because it's just an intense thing that I'm able to grow as a person.
So I think I might have like one of the craziest stories of how I found UNA. because as I mentioned before, I'm originally from the Tampa area in Florida. But my senior year of high school, I was in Decatur. And I spent my senior year there. And we had a field trip and we came to UNA, which I had never heard of before. I was like, my only options are Alabama, UAB, and Auburn. Like, those are the only ones I knew of. And we came on a field trip and watched The Christmas Carol by UNA Theater's department. And I was looking at the campus and I fell in love. Like, we have one of the prettiest campuses in Alabama, like, I believe. We have the lions. I mean, it just, the fountain, everything about the hills, how close everything was together, but yet still far enough away, close enough to home, but still far enough away, you know? And so I originally came to UNA, and of course, I was really excited because I did IB in high school, and they accepted the most credits out of everything, and that's how I got to be able to graduate a year early, and I am graduating in May along with these two. But they accepted my credits and they offered me scholarships, and I was originally a professional biology major. So my first semester, I was a professional biology major. And then halfway into second semester, I had a lot of free time, because which I know as a professional biology major, how does she have free time? Well, because I took so many credits, I was able to like add electives, and I took a scuba class and I took a theater class because I've always loved singing. I know this sounds weird, but okay, I've always loved singing, which in my high school meant theater. We didn't have we only had choir. We didn't have musicals, we had theater. So my performing was through theater. So I took a film class. It was a theater acting for film class. And there is when I got more involved with our theater program and watched Hamlet. We had some guest artists come in. And like their performance, and I'm not a classical actor either. So when I say I don't sing classically or act classically, I'm very much like modern musical. But I watched it and I was like, that's what I want to do with my life. I want to perform. And I made my decision. I changed my major to theater after that. But I still love singing. So I was like, how do I get involved with some singing things? Because we have a great music program here. Like, great music program here. And I started talking to some teachers, and they were mentioning that they're going to try and start a music theater certificate. And I auditioned for Dr. Wendt and got into her studio. And then she started getting me into like classical music, which I was like, whoa, Italian. And now I'm like, whoa, German and French. Ah, but I'm actually dying though.
That's how it goes for all of us.
Yeah. They introduce it gradually and then just
boom, here you go, Britain. So I've been in this for about a year now, and so this is my first opera that I'm doing, and I didn't audition necessarily for the opera. I auditioned because I knew we were doing a musical, and I knew we were doing an opera, but I had no idea what opera we were doing. And I watched House Without a Christmas Tree, and it was really good. Like, I was super impressed. I was super engaged. I saw how much acting and staging, and it was very similar to a musical. And I was like, what? An opera with acting, which is exactly what a lot of people are like, hold on a second. I thought they just park and bark. we wish. just kidding. We love our characters. But anyways, no, I watched that show and decided to go ahead and audition, and Dr. TBB asked me, she was like, are you auditioning just for the musical or are you interested in the opera too? And I was like, shoot, sure, just put me in for both. And I guess I got cast in the opera. And that was my experience with that. And I've loved every minute of it. It's really hard and it pushes me further than I ever thought I could go or would go or should go. So I don't know. I'm just like really happy to be part of it. And we did create like some really great relationships. Yeah. And being involved with theater and music and other aspects of performing arts has allowed me to like really, really get some connections with people and faculty and really the School of the Arts. So I'm glad we're all coming together.
Yeah, well, I know you guys are on a busy schedule, so I'm gonna try and wrap it up a little bit here. So dates-wise, there are two showings of this, November 15th and November 17th. On the 15th, it's at 7:30 mm-hmm. p.m., that is, and on the 17th, it's at 2 o'clock. So make sure you get your tickets. You can buy them online from the School of the Arts website. There's a link on the Facebook page event as well, or you can come down to our office, too. It's 128 West Tom Bigby Street here in downtown Florence. Mm-hmm. If you're a student, we do have free student tickets available. There are a couple days where they'll be in the Commons, the 13th and the 14th. So it is limited available for free student tickets, though. So definitely get them when you can, because it's really sounds like it's turning out to be a really good show. So
we're all super excited about it.
You definitely do want to go check it out because, like I said, I read the book. The book was good. They're coming out with a movie, so most of the time when they come out with movies from books, it's a good book. So. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing about the opera and going to see it as well. So make sure you check it out. Thank you guys for coming and being
thank
a part
you.
Of
thank
it.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. Thank you.
I really think that you guys are going to do well just by hearing how you are here. I know it's going to be well in the show too. So.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely go check us out on social media as well. We're on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go check us out, UNA Soda Pop. On YouTube, we do have a YouTube channel through the School of the Arts. Actually, it's UNA School of the Arts. Check out all of our video accompaniments. They're currently being updated, so they'll be up soon. But definitely check out Turn of the Screw. It's going to be great. And I will say next episode is going to be a pretty special episode for next week. So tune in next week as well. And we'll probably have more information, but we're actually going to be possibly holding some sort of auditions for another co-host because my co-host Lainey is a senior and she will be graduating. So if you're interested, stay tuned for next episode. So thank you guys for listening and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.